Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do, man? You already know, man. It's the Chad Beach, Miss Jean, you know. The little home girl, Miss Nicky T and Miss 901. And it's going down. I fuck with my guy, Young Zay. All the way from way back in the day. So fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all haters. Fuck all y'all fake ass bitches. Fuck all y'all.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
George, you see, Julie and I have a very
open... Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
Guys are here for another episode of Grown Folks Business. I am Tweety B, And I'm here with the guy, Hey Roo, and Country Boy D. Ham. What's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, good peoples?
Getting good. Okay, so that was Lady Coakley's spit on. So shout out to her. We ain't heard from Lady Coak in a minute, but we got a track on the air this morning. So shout out to her, and big ups on that song. I know she's probably working on some new stuff. So get it over here, too, with Lady Coke. We waiting on you. So I wanted to pop out with, like, a question of the day for everybody that possibly calls in or what have you that's listening to us on their computers. But the question of the day is, for everybody, does it matter if it makes you feel good, if it's real or fake when it comes to, like, sexual experiences, like via online. A lot of people do, like, the cam sex and shit like that. I don't know, you know, so, like, I'll just, it's a random question. Does it matter, you know, if it makes you feel good, if it's real or fake? So I want to start out with you guys and get your thoughts on that, so. If everyone wants to go first, don't matter with me.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, it's okay to do the whole flirting thing on the internet, but I like the real thing. I ain't with it. You know, the whole online sex. No, I want to feel it. That's just how I feel.
Okay.
I mean, I think the answer is in the question, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, if it make you feel good, I don't think it matter. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, that's what it's really all about. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people, man, that had genuine sex, be in the flesh, man, bouncing up and down, jumping around, making a whole bunch of noise and shit, you know what I'm saying, and not really getting what they wanted to get out of it. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is, if it make you feel good, it don't matter, man. You know, it really don't. If it makes you feel good, that's what it's about. Because that's what you're in it for. You're in it to feel good. You know what I mean? Having sex with a dude or a female, they're not doing what you want them to do sexually. I mean, you're not being satisfied sexually. And if you can sit up there on a cam with somebody, man, and, you know, y'all look at each other and, you know, and masturbate or whatever y'all do, I mean, it's like, and that feels good. It turns you on. It gets you where you want to go. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I do that in person. You know, sit on opposite sides of the bed or sit in a chair at the foot of the bed or something. So, nah, it don't matter to me. You know, if it feels good, that's what it is.
Okay. I kind of agree with that, too. I think it don't really matter. Because a lot of times, mental satisfaction is what a person needs versus physical sometimes. Like, your mind just needs to be massaged. You know, and that brings more creativity to the real world, I think, in some cases. That's my personal opinion, but, yeah. I think it don't matter if you make you feel good, whatever, float your boat. I think that's what you should
go. Yeah. I mean, and the coolest thing about it, though, the energy that is required for something that's not physically present, you know, the level of your imagination, you know, I mean, it's like that's really a turn on to me. I mean, for somebody to be able to, without actually being touched, to be able to connect in that way sexually with somebody is like, that's powerful, you know. So when the real thing happens, it's like, you know, it's extra, you know, the connection is already there. So I mean, it's like, you know, if it make you feel
good. Because a lot of people are doing, like, the long-distance relationship, and they trying to do stuff to make it work, you know what I'm saying? So, like, for those people, I think, you know, if it makes them feel good and it's satisfying to them, that it will work, you know what I'm saying? Like, for so long, anyway. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean,
so, anyway.
Sexual.
Yeah. Yeah. But, who got a topic?
Well, let me, I need to try to get me out of the way because I'm like in between moves right now. I know the show is at 11, so I'm like in between my moves right now trying to come on here because I'm dedicated to this. I wanted to talk because I seen something. Do y'all know about this show, Cheaters, that's based out of Dallas? You ever watched this show,
yeah.
Cheaters? Cheaters.
Yeah,
I mean, it's based out of Dallas, but they be all over. I had seen a clip. It's like Cheaters gone wrong. Well, this Cheaters, okay, it was a chick who was investigating her husband, who she thought was sleeping with the babysitter. And it comes out, turns out it's true, he's sleeping with the babysitter. So, you know, they go to the people where they at, because they're together. The two people are together. They're cheating. They're together. So he takes the wife over there. And when she gets there, like, she knows exactly where she's at, how she's at, and everything. So, like, she goes, like, they go up, they go in, and she's going off. She's yelling, like, I can't believe you did me like this, yada, yada, yada. And the dude was like, calm down, calm down. You know, she's like, oh, you want me to calm down? And she reached in her jacket and pulled out this gun and was pointing at her husband. And said, and the dude who was on the host of the show was like, man, this is a TV show. You need to put that gun down. This is a TV show. She said, oh, you want a show? You want a show? And turned and shot her husband in the chest. He just slumped over in the bed. And the girl, she was just screaming. The girl he was cheating with, she was putting her clothes on, screaming and stuff. I'm saying, like, I don't know. This show needs to be taken off the air. I mean, people shouldn't cheat. I mean, but, you know, this is. Reality is people cheat. That's just what it is. That's what they do. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do it because it's not, but people do it anyway. And these types of shows, I understand they're exposing it, but they need to do some major background checks. I feel they need to do some major background checks on these people. You know, you can't just have people calling you and thinking, okay, well, yeah, I'll take them on, but. Forget it. Yeah, we're going to take them on. I mean, because the dude, he done been stabbed before. Joey Greco, the dude who hosts the show, he done been stabbed before. He done, you know, I mean, at
I
some
mean,
point.
That's the chance you take in reality, because in reality, that shit happens in Korea every day. And most people get caught cheating. They might get stabbed. They might get shot. They might get grit sold on them. You know, at that moment, a person is not responsible a lot of times. If you got deep feelings for a person and they do you wrong, a lot of times you're not thinking logically at that moment. So if you're going to say, I'm going to do a show about some shit like this that's that close and deep and intimate to a person's heart and soul, then you expect to get some reactions that may not be quote-unquote planned for TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's not
good. I don't say take the man off the air because, you know, it is what it is. People need to know cheating is not the way to go. Just leave if you're not happy.
I mean,
this shit can happen to you.
I mean, yeah, you know, most shows, when something like that happens, they'll, like, either go to a commercial or break away or anything. Like, they can do none of that.
I mean, the show is, that's the thing about it. It wasn't a matter of did they break away. I mean, the show was pre-recorded. It's not like it's what's happening is going on live at the time, so it was no going to a commercial or nothing like that. The reality is that, man, you know, I mean, what both of y'all said is true. The security precautions that should have been taken, though, as far as patting the lady down before they let her get in the vehicle and transport them over there. Because, see, me personally, if I get hurt like that or somebody in my family gets hurt, I'm suing them because they are required to make sure that they are not bringing a person. What they actually did was they brought a person, so therefore they were responsible for the person's death. You know what I'm saying? Because had not they put her in the car and transported her over there, you know what I'm saying, she
wouldn't
have get there with that gun. Yeah, because without them being there knocking and helping to participate to facilitate her getting inside the house and all of this stuff. But at the same time, man, I mean, it's like life happens like that. You know, I'm just not that person. Me personally, I don't do the whole investigate. You know, my feelings, because I'm not a jealous person, my feelings at that point, if I feel like somebody cheating, it's nothing they can say. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not trying to hear your explanation. I don't want to hear nothing because I'm not a jealous person. You know what I'm saying? And I deal in relationships where it's so open that the communication is so genuine that it's not necessary for the bullshit and the craziness like that. You know, some people, they want to bust people upside the head with stuff. Y'all tripping. Man, I'm getting a little sick. I mean, I respect that. You know what I'm saying? However you choose to deal with the stuff that you deal with. But at the same time, man, I always thought Cheaters was like a weird show because it's like if you evolve with somebody to have them investigate, to have somebody watch what they do. You know what I'm saying? I saw one show where dude was actually, he was messing around a little bit, but it wasn't no physical sex stuff going on. But he was messing around, but they clocked the dude, you know, buying weed and, you know what I'm saying, smoking weed or what have you. Now imagine how they clocked the dude selling weed or, you know, whatever. And then think about the shows where the person is not cheating. It's like if you didn't have me followed, violated my privacy, and it turns out I'm not cheating, do you tell me or don't you tell me?
That's a hard one because, I mean, some people think, like, okay, if I know, especially, like, if I know somebody's cheating, your mate's cheating on you, do I tell you? Because you may, I mean, in some situations, some people don't want to know that. They'll get mad at you for even telling them. So, it's kind of hard. On that issue, I mean, I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know if I would tell you or not tell you. You know what I'm saying?
No, that wasn't the question. The question was if you have your mate investigated and had him follow them and then come back and say, well, you know, man, we investigated for this amount of time and now he's not cheating on you. He's working a little later and this and that and what he said, all the stuff he said he was doing, that's what he's doing and that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Or what have you, you tell them that you had them follow.
I probably would be upset. I'd be looking at you like, you found out what you wanted to find out, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I wouldn't tell him. I wouldn't tell him. The bad dude's going to call unnecessary problems.
I don't think I would tell him.
No.
See, that's what I don't get. That's the part that I don't understand. I mean, it's like, you would have said something if it would have made you shine and be on a higher level than that person to have some type of leverage, but you don't want to say nothing to put yourself at a disadvantage in a relationship. You know, you violate that person's trust. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a secret that's so huge, if it ever come out, it may destroy your relationship.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the secret would be used like that. If it happened to come up a conversation or some shit like that, I might bring it up. You know, but I just come to you and be like, I had you followed. I'm glad to know you wasn't cheating. No, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it come out, I'm going to be out. You know, I'm going to be out because you don't know what I was doing. You played with my freedom. You know what I'm saying? You played with my freedom. You didn't know if I was out selling drugs or if I was a contract killer or if I was whatever.
Well, then apparently I ain't know would be the only one keeping secrets. So then we would have another argument going on. It didn't have nothing to do with what we started with.
No, but I mean, you violated the person's privacy, though. I mean, it's like, what I'm saying is we're not talking about
that privacy. If you're selling drugs and y'all together, shit, y'all, you can get randomly
See, the point is that's what I'm talking about. And that's a female trait right there. Some men do that, but that's a female trait right there. A female will find a way that when she do something wrong, to wait for one phrase in the conversation to happen, that she can turn the whole conversation around and make it not about what y'all are talking about, but about them. I didn't say he was actually doing that.
No, but it's the same thing.
I said the person said, man, you don't know what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? To have somebody follow me. What if I was trying to make a big surprise for you? Now you found out, and now, you know what I'm saying, you done ruined the surprise and all that. I mean, you never know what was going on, but you actually had somebody follow me. You brought somebody else into our relationship, some strange people, some people that ex-law enforcement people and all of this stuff. We have obligations to report certain stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I randomly arrested a person who was on his toes, man, handling his business the way he was supposed to handle the checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? You know, or just dealing with some people that was doing crime. Now, they swept up in a whole little thing. He wasn't actually doing nothing, or she wasn't actually doing anything. And now they swept up in a, you know what I'm saying, they affiliated with this person. You know, a family member that they might have known that might be on the run or something. Anything could happen. I just look at it like you don't bring people into your relationship like that. Like, I know females that are getting in the car with their friends and, like, cold trail you. You know, I mean, that's expected, man. You know what I'm saying? That's comedy to me. It's expected. But, you know, I mean, I don't know, man. You know, the whole. But I like the show. I used to enjoy the show. I have enjoyed the show, personally. You know, it's comical. Not something
yeah,
I
it
watch
is.
All the time.
It is very, I mean, like, I thought it was going to be something funny myself, but then when she shot the dude, I was like, oh, man, it shocked the mess out of me because, like, he just slumped over. It looked like something out of a movie. He slumped over. Like, he just fell even further. It was like, it threw me for a loop.
Nobody's life is a waste or nothing like that, man, but, I mean, that he should have known this woman better. Maya Angelou, man, may she rest in peace, man, said this on many, 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 many occasions. If somebody show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yeah.
That man done had hints that that woman was crazy. She done threatened that man before. He should have believed that. So, you know, any hooters.
Yeah. Oh, is he back on me again? I mean, because I let me go on it. I got one more for y'all. I was scrolling down on Facebook, and I read this post about this dude who got charged with 142 counts of, theft or something like that, because he posted on Instagram all the stuff that he stole with him in it. Money, jewelry, he posted it. He got a gun, he got weed, he's smoking a blunt, he got posted on Instagram. So they gathered evidence off of Instagram to charge him, and they're charging him with 142 different counts of theft. I mean, why would you do, why would you put this on anything? Why would you do this? You might as well just go out and just tell people, like, hey, man, you know, I just robbed this dude over here the other day. You know what I mean? You just posted it on Instagram. I mean, come on, son. If that's what your husband is and you robbing, man, be smart about yourself. I ain't telling you to rob. I ain't telling nobody to go out and rob and steal or none of that type of stuff. But I'm saying, what in the world did you think is putting it on Instagram, everything you stole? Don't make sense. How y'all feel about that?
I mean, people been crazy. People been not believing that shit stinks. You know what I'm saying? Some folks just don't believe shit stinks right there in their face and they smelling it. So, if your dumb ass gonna get up there and post and see, you deserve to go to jail. I'm glad they picked you up because you're the biggest damn fool it is walking around on the earth. If you think the police ain't watching this shit you do on this internet, you crazy as hell. So, you know, you might want to go to jail.
That's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. He want to go to jail. What are you doing?
They've been people like that before Instagram, before Facebook, before MySpace, all that. I mean, you know, you've been broke. You remember growing up, and everybody done, you know, did a little 5-finger discount or whatever. Some people do their thing, man, and you just notice they eating a candy bar. But you always had that one homeboy that want to lift his shirt up, show you where he put the candy bar at, how he smuggled it out the store before he eat it. That's that dude. Now he got Instagram. Now they got Facebook.
Got
now they got Vine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you would see a person eating a candy bar and be like, man, we just went in the store. I ain't see you buy nothing. You saying this in your head, but that leave you to say, well, maybe he bought it before. Maybe he had it with him. Maybe anything. But, you know, the whole little presentation, like, well, I slid that down my pants right there. Man, they don't be looking. I'm fast. See, you got to tilt. Then he want to tell you how to do it to give you the demonstration. You got people doing vines, man, about that. So it's like, man, all of that stuff is crazy, man. You know what I mean? An idiot going to be an idiot, man. You know, they can blow up the internet tomorrow, man. You know what I'm saying? Like shockwave. People still going to do stupid stuff. That's what they do.
Yeah.
You got people steal stuff, got a closet or a room and their house full of stuff. You know. So.
That is true.
And when you come over there, they, you know, if you in their intimate circle, they might show you. I'll be killing them, dog. I'll be killing them.
Yeah.
So.
I see you.
Well,
my family, man, my family country boy got to dip off, man. I got to go and make this money. Man, hopefully I can knock this out real quick so I can get back on here because I don't want to miss the whole show.
Hey, what's up, man? Well, do what you got to do, man. Handle your business.
This is a last-minute schedule because I made sure that I had these 2 hours, but...
Come on, man. We already know. We know grown folks' business is your side chick, man. Don't be acting like this your man.
I mean, it is a side chick, but I'm dedicated to my side chick. You feel me?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, I try to be here when I'm supposed to be here. You know,
yeah.
And I try to not schedule stuff around that time. So. But it's a last minute move, so I gotta do it.
All right, man. Well,
see you.
Okay.
I'll
catch up with you guys a little later on.
All right. You guys. We're gonna get into a little music at this point, and we're gonna come back and get into some more topics. If you guys have any thoughts on any topics you want to get into, hit us up. You know. 646-200-3860. We're going to play some of this Trill Dreams Come True Entertainment Feel Like. And we'll be back in just a minute. Hang on tight.
I done took so much, well, I can't take no more.
Can't take no more.
So now I'm turning up till I can't breathe no more.
I'm turning.
My girl acting like she don't want me no more.
Well,
if she keep acting up, then she can hit the door.
I feel the light.
They ain't know me on the low.
I feel the light.
You can't know me cause I'm about to blow.
I feel the light.
They went on me back when I was broke. It's all chill. It's all real.
Swag on killer mercenary when I on the D whipping up coming with the bread like a chicken dinner.
Woo.
Hold up. Said they wanted all trip back. Cause a new gear, new me. Spin like a newsy. Get a check, I'm going in the door like a room key. Took a line of D. I'm high as a G5, I'm flying D. Fly the butterfly, no time for caterpillars.
No.
Gotta check out the clippers, by the late Chelsea Phillips.
Woo.
Flow cold in a blanket, Texan, Benjamin, no lot of Franklin.
All Frank.
Almost a new yacht, H. Ran to the city like I'm flying in the spaceship. I hear you talking. Yeah, I heard it, but I'm not listening.
No
official, no referee. Got bars like Nestle. Man, cause the girl keep texting me. True, this shit don't get near for me. But then I make her sing, oh, like Mercy, yeah.
I done took so much, well, I can't take no more.
Can't take no more.
So now I'm turning up till I can't turn no more.
I'm turning.
My girl acting like she don't want me no more.
Well,
if she keep acting up, then she can hit the door.
I feel the light.
They ain't know me on the low.
I feel like
you came and know me cause I'm about to break.
Ooh, I feel like
you went on me back when I was broke. It's all real, it's all real. I've been turning up till I can't turn no more.
Can't turn no more.
And I do what I want so you can't tell me no.
No.
I get all this money, I got plenty though.
Got plenty though.
I'm so hot, they send me like I got the Holy Ghost.
What?
Real. Real life I'm living.
What?
Just
broke. So broke that they can't pay attention. I'm on a mission. You can't worry about these women. Just keep it pimping. I'm slick slipping. Skipping like channels.
I'm surfing.
Play, then I go to work.
I'm working.
I'm in that Cadillac leaning.
I'm swerving.
And that's where all these first.
I'm birthing.
I done took so much, well I can't take no more.
Can't take no more.
So now I'm turning up till I can't turn no more.
I'm turning.
My girl acting like she don't want me no more.
What?
If she keep acting up, then she can hit the door.
I feel like
pain on me on the leg.
I feel like
swimming on me cause I'm about to break.
Ooh, I feel like
they went on me back when I was broke. It's all real, it's all real.
Salute to all the ladies on the earth. To the ones that believe in me, Dawoo. I made this song just for you. So check. Are you the one for me? Please tell me. Don't fake or perpetrate. Have the heart to be real. I gotta tell you like it is, girl. You are my inspiration, motivation, domination. I love you so much. I hit you with my slightest touch. I finally healed my broken heart. You was the biggest part. I'm on my bended knee. Come on, girl, will you marry me? I need your love, computer love, butter love, one love. Do you love me? Please tell me. You are my queen, I am your king. Come on, girl, all I do is dream about you. Woo. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo. We can take it nice and slow. Leaving no cruise control. I wrote this song just for you. This the only way, baby, I can express my feelings to you. We are so tight. I treat you right. We never had a fight. Come on, show my world. You are my queen, I am a king. Come on, sit on my throne. I walk through doors with marble floors. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, you make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Ooh, all I do is dream about you. Ooh, all I do is dream about you. Come on, girl, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you, check. I've been stabbed by a savage chick. I can't believe in them living to say this. She's my favorite girl, she got a golden child. I never been fake, I never snitch. How many chicks you know that have a baby on a birthday? That's a hell of a presence from heaven. I paint the perfect picture, I got an earth. Yeah, niggas, I'll be clocking her, I'll be clocking her. See the fatter chick on the avenue at the whole circle, yeah. I love you, I walk it, I talk it. I love hip-hop, I can't stop. You are my music, all I do is dream about you. Come on, girl, let me rock and roll with my tongue. I am the one. Whew. All I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. Woo. All I do is dream about you. You make a nigga wanna sing. Yeah, baby, all I do is dream about you. All I do is dream about you. So woo.
Like the opera, opera, and no, it ain't no commoner. turn the ass into a gobbler, and no, it ain't no stopping.
Hey, hey, I be going ham like the packing plant. Out in Smithfield, Walt needs stand for champ. I got the batarang, she calling for an ambulance. Wonder why she quick to sit, cause she don't stand a chance. Now that she with the mafia, she a gobbler. Tell her stop, drop and roll over, she a wobbler. She for show best, that means she know best. No stress, oh yes, I am profess. You see them roaches, the easy type that you walk over like some pro cats. She recognized me simply, say a sign to sell. For you it's no time to get me. I gave her 5 stars, a diamond penny, like 11 cent, heaven sent, fine and pretty. She ain't never had nothing like this, so I turn her out. And she always passes secrets, that's a word of mouth. That's a word of mouth. Turn her ass into a gobbler, and no, it ain't no stopping her. I turn that girl into a wobbler, and yeah, I just be watching her. She be screaming like the opera, opera, and no, it ain't no commoner. Turn her ass into a gobbler, and no, it ain't no stopping her.
Go. Dakotas to get money, turn the party up, the models get your dollars. What? You don't wanna fuck, what? You don't wanna suck, so? Just dance, love my and show a little cut, cause it's life that I'm living in. I gotta live it up, like, put your fingers up. You might see me in the club, we gon' stare till the lights on. Gotta scoop the right one, eyes low. She ain't had a drink all night long. She partied for a purpose, she just trying to get her mind blown. Dressed in all black, got a 7-inch heel song. Told me she a porn star, I told her keep them heels on. Real strong, real strong,
yeah. Turn her ass into a gobbler, and no, it ain't no stopping her. I turn that girl into a wobbler, and yeah, I just be watching her. She be screaming like the opera, opera, and no, it ain't no calming her.
Nah.
Turn her ass into a gobbler,
she
a gobbler, and no, it ain't no stopping her.
Yer. When I ain't had no end, I ain't had no friends. Bitches treat me like I'm Trey Songz twin. Now that I got that Benz, no gentleman shit. Bitch get in, and you already know what it is. I'ma beat the pussy up, throw dick in your ribs. Don't forget to swallow my kids, drop her off at the crib. Gucci can't pay bills, so it's back to the chips. Back to the flips, mathematical shit. Let these other niggas rap about imaginary bricks on some MC SpongeBob shit. Move around in all black like a nigga gothic. Spend a lot of money, but never more than I deposit. Haters just mad that I can finally make a profit. Get hair from a model chick topless and be like my nigga. That's nothing, nothing, nothing. My nigga, that's nothing. I'm about to call a friend and then tell her get to sucking. Yerp.
Street knowledge entertainment, baby.
Yeah. It's the 4Q, the question. You witnessing the rise of a Super Saiyan, Peter Jones. And this time, he brought the whole team with him.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga, with your mob, nigga, nigga, with your mob. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga, with your mob, nigga, nigga, with your mob,
eh? It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Niggas better watch where they mind at. New pilot hijacking it conscious, you heard? Content from a young scholar, priest to the nation. Not on crap, low dollar, but I make them holler till they get strapped up. From the ghost that they just swallow. From these words and these verses, these niggas malnourished. They hate like they ain't heard it for their own reassurance. When I'm at Bob, this convergence, make non-believers learn that. Yeah, we came from the bottom, later on the top and we earned that. It's a new golden dawn, 007 with the golden arm. Take one shot, let it go, you're gone. These lame rappers keep holding on, we're rolling on. Yeah, from the sun up though, don't get scared when I run up though. Tryna say I wasn't on the come up though, cause they never heard me on the come up show. But we run these streets, run these beats like we're police. What's through the dumb is old to me. Crashing shit like DODs. You will see the takeover. Not Jigger Man or Jehovah. Get your Philly hip hop makeover. Better yet, nigga, hang your space over. The break's over.
It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga, with your mob, nigga, nigga, with your mob. It's the SKE, motherfucker, with your mob, eh? Nigga with your mob, nigga, nigga with your mob.
Peter Jones ain't kill these niggas. What I'ma do, I'ma kill
niggas. Cause I don't feel these niggas. All these nerd ass rappers, and I'm tired of your little ass niggas. So I'ma show you how to do it though. When I jump in the studio, flow like Fluio. Act up, pull a rug up, put it straight to your head, twist your shit like Coolio. Can't fuck with the shit that I'm on. Stay fresh to death in that Louis Vuitton. Bring heat like LeBron. Y'all niggas been wrong. Ain't no rapper out, you no fucking with Sean. Cause I'm so big when I do it. My style's got the game on locks. Fly like Mason, I'm more in death. Low loony, so I got him saying, whoa, Black Rob, hold up. I'm about to blow up. When it's all said and done, y'all gon' know us. They say hip-hop is dead, well, you better be scared. Cause I'm about to wake it up like Folgers. Y'all niggas is dead, y'all rappers is weird. Y'all ain't no ghouls, no soldiers. Y'all some clowns, now one no beef. No, it ain't with Khalif when my niggas roll up. Cause they got guns in the backpack, and a Mac in the back with a lack at. Pull up, let the window down like, what's up now, partner? And ain't no way you gonna stop that. S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at?
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind? It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind at?
You know what time it is. Assassinate a rapper when I rhyme like this. World War 3 when I bomb like this. DJ Kamala, rewind that shit. Ah, we good music like it's Kanye. I feel good with $100 bill on my entree. Lyrics be sick and the flow be crazy. Got the blueprint like a zombie, baby. Got an attitude like we fucking with the mister. Got a little buzz now, fucking with your sister. See, it's nothing to a nigga when I put it to a nigga. 4-5, cop back, just a bullet with a trigger, block. Smack dudes when I'm in a bad mood. AKA a bad dude, I bring it with the bad news. I'm too pretty for a teardrop tattoo. I'm too gritty for your hustler. Cash rules, my mojo. When I come with the fofo, you better whoop, 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 whoop to the popo. When I squeeze your photo, he fake friends is emotional. Man, I got the game in the remote control. World is mine cause I built the glow. Friends become enemies, then I kill some foes. All I really rap about is stacking money. Hustlers, they on the block. Rubber bands and rapping money. I was hungry after money. Now Ferrari's lapping 20. Feel so good up in the hood. Look at you when laugh at money, broke nigga. I ain't done yet. I'm too focused on my goals for a nigga have fun yet. Fuck a 600 bits, I gotta drop Lex. And I told you the crutches that I got next. Old niggas better move over, I'm a new nigga, that's a new soldier. Got two bitches right around, they be laughing in the new rover. On the same people, be the joke, you better do over, nigga. Know where the competition and know where the proposition and the bitch that can't roll, so they couldn't copy written. And they like, how you figure that's with the rewind button? And you gotta listen back. Why niggas try to rap with him? They better all try attacking him. Everybody wanna Trinidad J's, I'm on platinum. You want war, you better grab your gun.
It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind? It's the S-K-E, motherfucker, where your mind at? Nigga, where your mind? Nigga, nigga, where your mind at?
That's what they say when the thick ones dance. They ain't tryna play if you ain't got bands. You ain't getting paid and you ain't got a chance. I hustle all day plus a late night band. But moving that loud, I'm certified stand. I'm busting that down, I don't wanna sell weight. My private life, damn, goddamn, goddamn. I be fly D5, I be solo. When I step outside, I be polo. I don't waste my time with no bro code. Put a pussy over money, that's a no-no. I'ma chase this paper till my knees broke. Or I choke or I croak off a weed smoke. Last night I had a dream about C-notes. Roll smoke, getting thrown on a speedboat. Deep ocean, she deep throated. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Shitty exotic, the way she mopping and blowing. No hands, no hands, no hands. See police in my rear view. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Got a whole pee in the trunk, I ain't tryna get caught. No damn, no damn, no damn. Stack the stats, my team winning. They say numbers don't lie, nigga. No caper tights, but I'm fly, nigga. Loud man, no Podzilla. These hoes be batting they eyes, nigga. She got a boyfriend, but on the side, nigga. A go-getter, they get them chips. She a little too broke, nigga. I could see it from the front. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Like a stallion wearing pumps. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. My life is speakers, yeah, it's live. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. My nigga bust open that pound. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn. Back, 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 front, front. Goddamn, goddamn. big crack and y'all niggas weak. You will never be the man. And I done miscooked the beat. When I heard the shit, I'm like, damn, goddamn, goddamn. Cartier friends, yeah, I rock those. I been had honcho from a snot nose. I know for a minute I was going blow. Niggas wearing hand-me-downs on the pop clothes. Niggas ain't tough while they talking all greasy. I hit them and stitch them, you'll stop all the bleeding. No Timberlands on, I'ma stop them with sneakers. These niggas is pussy, they supposed to be bleeding. I'm a money-making nigga that I don't like, though. Say I got too much weight, I need lipo. But try and take mine, I'm a psycho. These niggas walking thin line, that's a tightrope. See, I'd rather cool with a bitch. Her in the best, I'm massaging the dick. We menaging the shit, both of them thick. Kenny got me ready, I be long in this bitch. And now one half, they want all of the dick. I don't want a piece, I want all of the chips. So hard when I flip, the gymnastics. No backflips, I ain't trying to move backwards. First time that I lit a piece, I chief, I was like, damn. Mary J had me weak, I'm guessing that that was part of her plan. Now I'm in love with her, that's my doubt chick. Every day I fucks with her, smoke a boots. Only fruits, that's the only weed that a nigga do.
I can see it front to front. Goddamn. Like a stallion wearing pumps. Goddamn. I want my life to speak, cause yeah, it's live. Goddamn. First time my nigga bust open that pound.
When you see shorty with that big ol' ass, goddamn. Good looking, unanimous. Goddamn.
Right, you guys, we are back for more Growing Folks Business, and I'm Pretty B. I'm here with the guy, Heyru, and we do have a call on the line. I'm going to pull him in here. 3440 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
It's Mr. Lau. How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Lau. What's happening?
What's going on? I caught it at the halfway point.
Yeah, well, I wanted to let you know that I did my first debut of a slight weight Captain Screw twerk video.
Okay.
Yeah. That's hot. I like that.
Okay. That's good then. Thank you.
So what's going on with you? Tell us what's happening.
Nothing much. Just working, man. I just released my mixtape. I'm on .piff and mymixtapes.com. The first day I got over 150,000 views, 30,000 downloads, so I'm working. I'm on my coming out sooner. Yeah. I'm definitely working.
That's a lot. Shit.
That's a man. You're doing it.
Right. I done had my shit up for like 2 years. I don't even think I got $1,000. Yeah, man. That's some major work. Well, salute to you on that. And what's the title of the mixtape?
It's called Loud and Clear.
Loud and Clear. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to have to go over and check that out, Heyru.
Yeah, but I'm going to be headed down to Atlanta in the next month, you know, for more promotion and things of that sort. But I'm just working, that's all. Trying to get my name out here.
That's what happened. Now, if you come to Atlanta, you're going to have to come 45 more minutes down the road and come sit and have a margarita and talk about some working. How about that?
Yes, yeah.
Maybe we can get to the studio and drop a couple touches or something.
No, I will. I'll make sure that's going to be one of my stops, so.
Absolutely. That's what's up. We're going to look forward to having you down this way. And we do have the award show coming up. I think it's June the 21st and 22nd. If I'm not mistaken, I think those are the dates of the award show. We have a Down South Independent Music Award show. So, yeah, I think it's going to be around that time. But anywho, we appreciate you for calling in. And tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter. I need to get your Twitter, too, so when we play your music, we can tweet it out and your followers over there will know that your music is playing.
Definitely. Is Mr. Lau, is that Mr. Lau ATM? M-R-L-O-U-G ATM, yeah.
Okay. Make sure you email it to me, too, so I can get it on for you, and we can follow each other over there. All right. Well, Tell everybody about us and let everybody know that we're over here and we're playing music. So people submit the music. We will try to get it on for them and help them with a little promo.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I definitely will. I just wanted to call let you know I was listening. That's all. Have a good one.
Okay,
that's
you
what's
too.
Up, man. That's what's up. Appreciate that. Okay, no problem.
All right. I'm always excited when the artists call in. That's like, you know, let me know that they're listening and they're paying attention. So I really, really appreciate that. And Mr. Loud, we're going to be playing your music over here. We got another track, too, that's going to come up later on from Mr. Loud that we're going to play. And, hey, Ru, I'm ready for a topic. Give me something good. Oh, well, give me anything. Okay, Mary, he's having some phone difficulties over there, but
I'm here. I'm just, man, I had to sneeze, man. I didn't want to sneeze all over the people, man, on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, we forgive you this time. give us a topic.
Oh, man, shit, I mean, you kind of hit it, man, with the if it feels good, man. Is it, doesn't matter if it's real or fake, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, bouncing off of that topic, it's like, you know, you mentioned a lot of people, man, being in long-distance relationships, you know what I'm saying? What do you think it takes to, you know, maintain a long-distance relationship, and how do you see the growth of that relationship taking place?
Well, I think it takes a lot of dedication. I think it takes a lot of communication because it's hard to be in a relationship with someone that's miles and miles and miles away. You kind of really don't know what's really happening with them. I mean, you want to trust them to the fullest extent. So, you know, I don't know. I think it takes a lot on both ends of just trusting and being there for each other and making things new and exciting that you can do, you know, be a long distance until you can come together, you know. So, I don't know. I just think it takes a lot of hard work and dedication.
Yeah. I mean, I found that, you know, the people that I know that are involved in long-term relationships, it's like you have a it seems like, and I have been myself, so it's like you get to know a person like a lot more intimately, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, man, the whole, you know, the whole sexual energy is there, but it's less like the physical rush that the how you can get caught up in the physical and be blinded by that, be swept up in all of that, you know. When things get to a certain point, you know, you fall back on that. So it's like you know a person more intimately, and surprisingly, you know, you find yourself admitting, like, man, this person knows me better than anybody else. Excuse me. Like I said, I think I'm coming down.
Yeah.
It's like the communication level, you're allowed to open up and express and explain, and because it requires so much of your imagination, you find yourself showing things to a person and trusting that person with parts of yourself that you have never physically trusted a person with before. You find yourself being more willing to discuss dreams and fantasies and things that are, you know, in the minds of some people, like, you know, taboo. You know, it's like to find a person that even though they are far away, that you can have conversations with and discuss things and expose things about yourself that who will understand and not judge and listen, you know, not necessarily agree, but not disagree either, simply accept that that's who you are as a person. I think it's like it's a trip, man. You know what I mean? It's what's been going on forever, if you really think about it. I mean, it's like before all of this hurry up and rush stuff and simply dealing with people in your immediate area, you know, we go back in time, people dealt with people in other countries or other states, and they had to deal with mail and sending, you know, a letter, or a, as the French call it, a billet doux, you know what I'm saying, a love letter, and waiting on a horse to get it there, or a ship,
and have it come back and being so excited and writing back and having only a painting, you know, to give you an idea of what that person looks like physically. You know, didn't have no selfies, wasn't no cam up or nothing like that. And it's like those relationships spawned some of the most well-known or fantastic, like, love stories written about in history. And so, I mean, it's like it's not nothing new. The only difference to me now is that you have greedy people who are so selfish and so about them that, you know, a long-distance relationship is really sometimes a side relationship. You know, they actually have a relationship in reality. You know, the long distance is something safe and something exciting at the same time. So, I mean, to me, it's like it requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of trust. You know, trust is a crazy thing. You know what I mean? It's like people define it in many different ways. People are like, well, I don't trust you, or I trust you, or whatever. Trust is not a great thing. It's a do or don't. If you don't trust somebody, you don't trust them. If you trust them, you trust them, but then it has levels. You know, I trust everybody that I deal with. If I don't trust you, I don't deal with you. Now, do I let you into my immediate circle, or do I allow you to take those steps that require you to get close enough to me to touch me? You know what I'm saying? That's a trust that is earned over time. But, you know, I mean, it requires a lot. So, you know, I just was curious.
Yeah, I think it does.
Take on, you know.
Yeah, I think it does. Well, what I want to get your thoughts and views on this. I wonder, what do you feel about somebody that in a relationship that is not going the greatest, and they're kind of like on the brink of deciding if they want to stay and if they want to go? Do you agree with them, like, involving another person and getting into it with another person before they've actually closed out the chapter between the person that they're with?
No, I mean, it's like that doesn't, to me, it clouds the closure. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you have to decide who you are as an individual and come to understand what it is about you and this person that caused this relationship to fail. You don't bury yourself into another situation. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like you have sea slugs. You know, they take a risk. When they outgrow the shell that they're in, they crawl around and they hunt for another shell. But for the moment of time prior to going into that other shell, they make themselves completely vulnerable to anything that wants to kill or attack or eat them before they crawl into that. And, I mean, it's like cheating is cheating. You know, I mean, just to break it down just raw and uncut, cheating is cheating. It doesn't matter if your relationship is not working out, or, you know, I'm not happy anymore in this relationship. I'm not sure I want to be in this relationship. If you're not sure, sit your ass down, figure out what the hell you want to do, and then do that. You know what I mean? It's like usually when you find yourself at that stage in a relationship where you're unsure, it's like because you and that person's communication has broke down, and either you need to reestablish that communication and talk to that person and figure out what you both want to do. Because if you've been in a relationship with somebody for a period of time, then show that relationship respect. Because if I get involved with a person and then find out that they was like on the fringe of a relationship and, you know, ended it and stepped into me and you know, and out of that person and into me, then it's like I'm going to have a different view on that person. My whole level of respect is going to be like less, because it's like you didn't even have a respect for this gentleman that you were involved with for this period of time to tell him that it was over, or to say that, you know, I don't want to be with you anymore before coming to be with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like you testing out whether or not if the new thing will work before you leave the old thing. So it's like you jumping out the plane, you know what I'm saying, and like using your parachute like inside the plane. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, come on. You open it up before you leave out. You don't get to do that. It's not how it works, man. It's just not how it works. I mean, the reality is you have to end one thing before you can start something else.
You know, I don't think it's an adult thing to do. You know what I mean? There's so many different ways to say it, but at the end of the day, man, you don't get involved with somebody else, man, to, you know, what you call it, try to fill the holes in the relationship that you have. You know what I mean? If it's a different thing, like, you know, if I have a woman, man, who likes a specific act, you know, that's a non-sexual thing, or she likes doing a certain thing, you know, like she want to go to the opera. I don't like going to the opera. If she got a friend, whether that friend is a male or a female, and they go to the opera together, man, I can't be mad. I'm not going to be mad about that because I have to trust her to not be doing anything other than simply going to the opera with that person. You know, so I mean, nah, I don't think it's cool for a person to do that, not at all. You know, but you know, people do what they do. They tell us who they are, man, through their actions. You know, not through what they say, but through their actions. You know, talk is easy. You know. What do you think? Tweety B? Maybe shit.
I think you should be able to close out one thing before you get into another thing with a person. I think it's important to do that because so many things could go wrong unintentionally. So I think it's better to clear out one thing before you start something different. So that's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of people do that, though. I mean, and the craziest thing is, man, is I have a friend who, you know, her dude, you know, her husband, in fact, you know what I'm saying, had him a little side thing or whatever, I guess. He wasn't happy with the way their relationship was working. And he got so excited by the side thing that he decided to leave the relationship. You know, I mean, the other person knew what was going on and everything, that he was married, what have you. And he left the relationship, and it didn't work out. You know, he gave the whole, I need space and room to grow, blah, 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 a bunch of, you know, nonsense, and left and got out there. And the other thing, man, is they say the grass wasn't as green as he thought it was. I mean, the other person was, a lot of times when people deal with people in relationships, they do so because they are in relationships. You know what I'm saying? And that means that they have time to do whatever they want to do. It's like if you're in a relationship with a person that has a child, you know that on a school day they have to be home to put their child in bed at a specific time. Then it's like that makes the relationship easier because you can time whatever else you want to do. But when that person leaves the relationship and comes to you and specs 100%, it doesn't work out. And it's always amazing how people like this individual pop back up like, hey, I'm back. Like, just 18 months later, you're talking like you went to the store. You know what I'm saying? The locks changed. You surprised. You know, the kids looking at you different. You surprised. You know, they don't want to talk to you. It's like, okay, you back, cool. Be a father to your kids, whatever it is you supposed to do as a man. But you don't just get to come back because you betrayed that person on such a level. You know, you left this person with a big, giant thing of baggage, especially when the other person thinks the relationship is going fine. And that's the part that I meant about the closure aspect of it, because it's like, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we happy. You ain't telling me you're not happy. You're not talking to me, you know, I'm thinking we happy. I'm thinking I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, you know. And I mentioned that earlier on my show yesterday, man, that communication and being able to listen is such an important thing in relationships, whether you're the man or the woman. You have to be able to let the other person know how you feel. You have to be open to hearing and listening and understanding. You know what I'm saying, what the other person is telling you. Because a lot of times, a person's body language, the way that they act, the things that they do, you know what I'm saying, not necessarily all the time, sometimes, man, you know what I'm saying, a change in behavior can be attributed to stress or, you know, a heavy workload or being sick or simply, you know what I'm saying, going through some personal emotional stuff or what have you, or dealing with a problem or dealing with an event that happened around that period of time in their lives that affect them in different ways, man, it affects other people. However, you do have to pay attention and you do have to communicate because, you know, a person that's at that stage of that relationship, their partner should be aware of it. You know, I mean, they should constantly see, you know, I mean, when you touch somebody and they don't respond the same way, you know what I'm saying, or when things have gotten mechanical, you know. And, I mean, I think that's an important thing discussed from time to time over here on the show is relationship issues. You know what I mean? It's like, when do you, what do you do to keep a relationship fresh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do we do? What do you do? Tweety V. Love Bird.
I don't really know. Like, you know, it's different folks to different folks. And whatever, you know, you like or whatever turns you on or whatever, I think you have to incorporate a whole lot of that. And, you know, utilize it in different type of ways. You know, little things that matter. No, no, as long as this relationship is hard, man, you just got to do whatever it takes. Because 9 times out of 10, you're in a long-distance relationship because you're not happy with
it. No, I'm not just talking about long-distance. I'm talking about period, any relationship.
Well, I'm one more of a person that likes to really be different all the time, so... When I'm in a relationship, as far as keeping it different, interesting, or whatever, like, I'm always different all the time. So I think that's kind of like a turn-off for the people that, you know, I've been in relationship with in the past or what have you. So it's always fresh, new, and exciting until it's old. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes things just get old and it really ain't nothing to do about it. You know, so, like, when you tried everything, ain't nothing working no more. It's like really time to just let it go. So.
Yeah, I don't understand like the whole like people say everything. Everything is a lot. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just try. You haven't tried the right thing. You know, you think everything that you can think of. A lot of times people don't sit down and have a discussion. Like, what do you really want to do? What do you really see us going? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know, man. It's like it's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
hey,
it's getting really, really bad out here as far as weather-wise, and we're going to have to kind of end the show early because it's getting really bad out here, and we're probably going to lose power here. So what I'm going to do now is play the last submission that we did have into the studio today, and we're going to be out of here, you guys. I'm sorry for that, but I'm working on some Wi-Fi that I have to have kind of like outside, so... It is what it is, and it's getting bad out here, and the connection is going to get bad. So I really appreciate everybody that called in, everybody that's listening to us all the time. We love you, and we hope that you continue to do so. And call in and give us your thoughts, you know, sometimes on the show. I noticed that a lot of people go back and listen to the show, so I don't know if they're working or what the situation is. And if that's the case, call us and let us know or tweet us and let us know that maybe the times are not suitable for you to make your comments or whatever. If we get enough of those, then maybe we will consider changing the time or what have you because we have so many people come back and listen to the show. And we really want you to be a part of the show as well and getting on some of these topics that we have. Hey, Ru, tell everybody about what you have coming up and how people can follow you and all that good stuff. Before we get out of here.
Yeah, well, you can follow me on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Wukuri Reborn. And next week
I'm going to surprise everybody, man, with a female MC. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a lot of women in rap right now getting a lot of airplay, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to expose them over here on Tweetyverse Central because, you know what I'm saying, my partner, as I like to say in this radio revolution, man, my comrade, Miss Tweetbird 334, is herself, you know what I'm saying, kind of nice on the MIC. So, you know, we try to do that over here, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all tune in for that, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, catch us back here next Friday. You know, same time, same folks. You know what I'm saying? Cut your boy D-Ham, be back. You know what I'm saying? He moving right now. So, you know, he here, we here.
Yeah, man.
That, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try to do some things, man. Maybe we maybe set up a little line, call in with your questions or whatever if you're busy at work, man, and we'll try to play them and do something, man, get a number or something for you can call in, leave your question or your topic or whatever, and we'll try to answer, you know, do that or something, man, if the time ain't right. Or we'll do something. We'll figure it out, man, because we appreciate y'all calling in, listening, going back over there and listening in, man. We're going to try to do something to incorporate everybody that want to be a part of the show into the show, man, because we love y'all over here at Tweety Bird Central. You know, we appreciate all of you.
Yeah, and make sure you follow me, Tweetbird, TweeyBird 334 over on Twitter. You can find me on Reverb Nation also. You can follow me over there. Make sure when you come over to Tweetbird Central, you like the show so we can get our following up over here as well. So we're going to get into this Mr. Lau out of here, and we will see you guys next Friday for more Guapo's Business. So see you then. Holla.
Yeah, holla.
You know, shit, I'm kind of high, I'm kind of saucy. Ain't nothing else in my mind, but then you up out of here. You don't know me yet, but you will soon, you know.
Gotta get you, gotta get you, gotta get you out of here, girl.
I gotta get you, baby.
From your head to your toes, everything but a soft, your knees, your elbows, that's the kill, sex appeal, the Lord knows I'm stuck, she got my vision on Velcro, I was out with the fellas, sipping Henny, blowing on some loud to my melon, I blew the smoke her direction, I know that she smell it, she was smoking on Z, I could smell a fucking Z, she said you know that I'm jealous, I'm trying to turn small conversation to penetration, after you leave, baby what kind of moves is you making? And if you got a man, but tonight can I replace him? And I got my own shit, I ain't in my mama's basement. Shit, I'm trying to get it smacking. It's a lot that you wagging. And I wouldn't be surprised if you conceded and be bragging. And I got this bitch laughing. Come ride with a captain, take a trip to my mansion. Yeah, you work, you won't imagine.
Get you out of here, girl.
Strip you out that outfit, girl.
Got me out of this world.
Got me ready. And I got a heart on. Whispered in the ear, I hope you finish what you start on. She whispered back, yeah, said I'm ready when you ready. I can tell she wanna sex me, wanna ride her like a Chevy. And she drive a Chevy, let me drive. She gave me drunk top, eating the cop like it was something out of lunchbox. Trying not to swerve, but I'm drunk, still smoking while she choking. Still got a half a blunt. I pulled up to the crib, started. We ain't make it in the house, I made it to her mouth. Now I'm knee deep up in the ribs. I'm not going to put baguettes on your wrist, but I'm the one that you can come and check for the dick, cause you got some good grief, and you love to get it cooking, and after we done, you keep it pushing, that's why I fuck with you.
Out of here, girl.
Out of this world.
Got me ready,
got me ready.
about that outfit, girl.
Got me out of this world,
world.
In that